when I was preparing for the confession of sin several weeks ago, I didn't know it was going to be so many mounts up front. It's like, I definitely would have tried to get somebody else, but I'm prepared and I'm ready, so here we go. 1 Peter 5:5, 6, and 7. Likewise, you younger people, submit to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And the main point I want to get across is Ed gave me a book that somebody at work gave him, and it triggered something that I've known for a long time, but God resists the proud. If we're going to be prideful or proud, God will resist us. It's in the Old Testament, but it's also twice in the New Testament. James and Peter are both reminding us. He gives grace to the humble. So, what a deal. We need to fight against pride, which is one of the primary sins that leads to a lot of the other sins that we can do. If we will fight against pride, we'll gain two things. We won't have God resisting us, and we will receive grace from him. And so that's what I want to let us work actively about, knocking down our own personal pride. Okay? That's what I want to get across. Thank you.